This is 5 Minute Friday! Now, today's episode is with the one and only Gretchen Rubin. And for those that don't know who she is, she's really taken off in the last half decade with her books and her blog. She's a New York Times bestselling author of several books, including The Happiness Project and her newest, Better Than Before, Mastering the Habits of Our Everyday Lives. She is also a host of a very popular podcast called Happier with Gretchen Rubin, and she's on there with her sister talking about similar topics that she covers in her books and her blog.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply. One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life. So don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
So I think happiness is something that it's sort of like money. It's good to think about money when you're worried about money, and it's good to think about money when you're not worried about money, because that's also a good time to be thinking about money. It's like, or health. You want to think about health when you're not in good health, but when you're in good health, you also want to think about your health, because you've still got to be doing stuff that's going to protect that health. You don't want to take it for granted. And I feel like happiness is the same way. When we don't have it, we need to think about it. But then when we do have it, I think we need to think about it then as well. And so I think that the risk for most of us is not that we overthink it, but that we just sort of, in the turmoil of everyday life, we don't think about it and we don't do the things that we could do to make ourselves as happy and healthy and as productive as we can be, given our circumstances.
Yeah. And in your research, how does money play with happiness?
Well, it's interesting. This is definitely one of the most complex and emotionally charged areas within happiness. And I would say that money can't buy happiness, but money can buy many things that contribute powerfully to happiness.
Sure. Yeah.
So, it's easier to be in good health if you've got money to pay for a gym or to pay for doctor's visits or, you know, to buy healthier food. And sometimes there's a lot of people who say like, well, money, you shouldn't buy things, you should buy experiences, because experiences are what make you happy. But, you know, the line between experiences and things, possessions, is often kind of difficult to draw. So like a dog, is a dog a possession or an experience? Is a camera a possession or an experience? Is a book a possession or an experience? Is a set of knives that means it's so much more fun to cook a possession or an experience, you know? And so sometimes I think we sort of want to say money doesn't matter, but the fact is if it's spent wisely, if it's spent in ways that are going to take you closer to the things that actually do bring happiness, like relationships, if you have enough money to go to your friend's wedding and you have a ton of fun and you see all your old friends, well, that's going to add a lot to your happiness. But it's expensive to go to a wedding, you know, like you got to buy a present, you got to buy a ticket, you got to stay at a hotel, all that business. But like if you're buying cocaine, that's probably not going to make you happier. So it's really a matter of using it wisely. It's a, you know, like habits, it's a good servant and a bad master. So if you're using money in the right way, and of course, the greatest luxury that money can buy is not to worry about money, you know? And so if you're worried about money, that's a big happiness challenge. You know, if you're worried about paying your rent, if you're worried about paying for food, if you're worried about whether you're going to lose your job, that's really rough. And so money can buy that kind
peace of mind.
Yeah. Sense of security. And so knowing that you're saving for your retirement regularly so that you're not, you know, gripped with fear every time you think about getting older, you know, so I think it's a matter of being wise and thoughtful about how you spend your money. But if you're just like running out and like, you know, buying something that you don't even need and don't care about, well, that's not going to be a good thing. And of course, you know, spending money on other people, giving away to charity, like giving back to the institutions that have made a difference for you, helping other people, enormously satisfying. And so it's a tool.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed this inspirational clip from a past episode of the show, then you'll love the free book I'm giving away right now. It's called The Millionaire Morning. It includes some of my best tips for starting off your day with a millionaire mindset. Get your free copy at themillionairemorning.com and just pay shipping. Again, check it out right now, themillionairemorning.com.